طيبا. وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد, in this short period of our meeting, one of the issues that was raised by one of the brothers is a very important issue that we need to talk about, and then I will leave the room for you inshallah to ask any question about it or about something else. يقول الأخ أن كيف أنت أو المسلمون يعني يريد أن يدعوا بالقرآن وهم أصلا بالقرآن لا يؤمنون. This is a point that we need to address. And in order to make it thoughtful inshallah for you and deduce it by your own selves, the answer for this, just think with me, who brought the Quran down? Simple question, isn't it? But profound in its meaning. Who brought the Quran down? من الذي أنزل القرآن؟ Allah. This creation, whether they are Muslims or non-Muslims, are they Allah's creation or not? Did he, before bringing the Quran down, didn't he know that there are those who are not going to believe in it? And when we read in the Quran, doesn't he tell us the stories and doubts that was raised by the mushriks, the people of shirk, about the Quran? أليس كذلك؟ And what was the response? The response that was in the Quran, wasn't it in the Quran or somewhere else? On the Quran. The response was in the Quran for doubts that was raised about the Quran and about the message. Isn't it? So is this book of Allah to put it as a reference on the shelves or to use it? This is a very dangerous question that was raised. Why? Because there are so many people are putting their words before the book of Allah. They are using it as the method of choice. You see? And this is wrong. Because there isn't any powerful word more than the word of Allah. And there isn't any truthful word more than the word of Allah. The MDs here, raise their hand, please. Are there MDs here? MD. You know what's an MD? M.D. Doctor, yeah. MD. Okay, medical doctor. We have one here. Another one here. For how many years it is found in the Quran about the development of the human embryo? Could you answer me? No, I'm not talking about them now. I'm talking about the Quran. Since we know, then since the time of revelation, isn't it? But Allah knew about it already in His foreknowledge before the creation of the creation, 50,000 years before the creation of creation, that on that particular day, this man who is married to this woman, she will conceive from him, an egg will be fertilized on this particular day, and on that particular day he will be born, and then the development and growth and elderly and death. If not death precedes even. It may precede before old age. So he has an appointed term. So before the modern spectrophotometric and fluorescent spectroscopic studies of the 20th century came, already an illiterate man by the name of Muhammad, peace be upon him, recited the verses of the development of the human embryo and all the other signs in the creation in ourselves and in the honey of the bees and in the milk we drink and creation is waiting for discoveries about it. So how can we take this Quran and put it on the shelf in the name of, well, you know, we can't use it, they don't believe in it. Tell him this. You need only the opening door. Look, this Quran has the truth. It is just for you to see if it is the truth or not the truth. Let us see. You see? And then I will begin reciting from the Quran. On one day, I was giving a lecture in a Catholic school in the United States. And there was a group of about 25 or 30 students. They introduced me and etc. And then I immediately said, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. يا أيها الناس اعبدوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها يا أيها الناس اعبدوا ربكم all the آيات يا أيها الناس الذي خلقكم والذين من قبلكم أول أمر بسورة البقرة The first command in Surah Al-Baqarah, Ayah 21. Oh mankind. And everybody was listening, just giving, you know, what is he saying? I was saying it in Arabic. And then they were waiting for the translation of the meaning. And from then on, every time I say it in Arabic, any ayah, all are waiting to hear the translation of the meaning. And the influence, they never heard it before. They never heard the word of Allah before. So, ya akhi, you have the most powerful thing in your hand. And that's the Quran. It doesn't abolish the reasoning and thinking. It doesn't abolish it. But reasoning and thinking follows revelation. It does not supersede on it. You understand what I'm saying? It follows revelation. Because all these reasoning and thinking are kind of debatable, but the revelation is not debatable, and it can't be. The signs of Allah appeared, are appearing, and will appear. So the word of Allah has to be used, must be used in the Quran. سَنُرِيهِمْ آيَاتِنَا فِي الْآفَاقِ وَفِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَتَّى يَتَبَيَّنَ لَهُمْ أَنَّهُ الْحَقُّ We shall show them our signs in themselves and in the horizon and it, until it becomes manifested that it is the Quran, the truth to them. Muhammad, peace be upon him, didn't know anything about forces of magnetism which keeps many of the planets in orbit. In their own orbit. He never knew about it. It's there written in the Quran before NASA discovered this. So, what do you need about these ayat in the Quran? If he's a PhD, MD, etc. around you, and he's around your level in education and intellectualism, take for him, for example, the issue of some of the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that became known recently. For example, the issue of barriers between fresh and seawater that exist nowadays, which is composed of, there is a physical barrier between the fresh and the seawater. This is more salty than the other, there is surface tension, there is density, there is solute, etc. All these chemical symbols that we hear about, you know, solution, reaction, barriers, tension, surface, temperature, etc. But it is there, in the Quran, 1400 years plus before anything was known as it is now. وهكذا فهذا كلام الله عز وجل يستعمل، والعقل لا يعني العقل الصحيح لا يتنافى مع الوحي. The true thinking, the right thinking does not contradict the revelation. It goes with it. It goes under it in fact, because the revelation supersedes. يعني كما قال شيخ الإسلام رحمه الله: صريح المنقول لا يعارض صحيح المعقول، صريح المنقول لا يعارض صحيح المنقول، المعقول لا يعارض المنقول. يعني what is reasoning, the right reasoning does not contradict المنقول meaning the revelation which has been transmitted to us. ما يعارض، doesn't contradict it. يعني فهذه يعني وقع فيها بعض الإخوة هذه الشبهة، وأصبحوا في حال ما يستعملون آيات الله عز وجل، ولا يستعملون الأسماء والصفات لله عز وجل الموجودة في الكتاب. The attributes of Allah, how do we know about it if we don't go to the Quran and to the revelation that was given to Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم؟ ما نستطيع. These are the, let's take these attributes which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes himself about, describes himself with, and give me any other attribute of the so-called God that these people have in any part of the world. Could they be compared? Can one compare the creator to the created? Deficiency upon deficiency, darkness upon darkness. So this is يعني شبهة كفار. And this, on the other hand, brings the other issue that, okay, we can't really convince the Christians and, you know, the other religions, except that we have to take their books and go tear it apart left and right and search and do. No, يا أخي, you can't take this approach as the only approach and the best approach. No. You deal with the issue as we explained earlier. Overall, if you are dealing with a priest, a monk, somebody who has high knowledge in their religion, all right, then you may deal with him on that level. But most of the people, as was raised by our brother here, they don't even know what's in the Bible. معظم الناس ما يعرفون شو في بالإنجيل. Many, many, many Christians, they don't know about it. And we had a question here. Our brother here had seen this. We had a question. You can عندنا استطلاع. Maybe some of you had seen it. In which we wrote the following question. Number one, revolving around the issue of the attributes. Do you think God gets tired? Yes or no? You know that? Yeah. Do you think He sleeps? Huh? Do you think He forgets? Do you think etc. All these negative attributes. Yeah, of course. Those people like this man which we are dealing with him now, you know, the bishop of the city of Sidon, he was, you know, a learned man amongst them, and therefore you have to deal with him based upon his knowledge, based upon his background. You deal with him on that level. But believe me, what I am saying regarding the issue of the attributes still holds even if he is the Pope. Still holds even if he is the Pope. Because it is the human nature embedded in it that refuses when it is asked the question, do you think these negative attributes fit God, the most perfect? Immediately they say no. They can't. Could they say yes? No, you see? Couldn't. So when we finished this questionnaire and we gave it to many people who are Christians or were Christians, I looked at the answers. About 92% of these people who answer the questions, you think they are Muslims. Their answers were truly Islamic. كأنهم ما في يعني. They are on their fitrah. They are on their fitrah. Many of the things that they have, it is still on the fitrah. 92% out of about, we had a questionnaire given to about 30 people. 92% of these people answered almost like Muslims. And two of them were sitting in front of me after. They thought about it and then they left, and then about half an hour or so, they had a consultation amongst each other and they talked it out with each other, and they came and they declared Islam. Wallahi. And this questionnaire is available, I think, here. No. You could use it. It's simple. Here it is again, we're concentrating on the point. So why I have to go and just sit with him, right? Open the Bibles and go left, right, left, right, left, right, left, right. You know what they do too? They think also they could do it to the Quran. Some of these people are studying now what is called al-mutashabih in the Quran. And they take it as evidences for them in the same way that you think. Huh? Against Cuba. You see? So if you are not fortified with the right knowledge about your Quran, you may put the Quran under trial. You see? And it is above being under trial. So you got to be on strong knowledge regarding your deen. And this is, you know, an issue which inshallah we will deal with, I hope, during the course of our talk. But now we will leave the room for you to ask if you have any question. And please make it short so that we leave early. Don't put you for late time. Fadda.
يستجون الإسلام ما في القرآن الكريم أن الإنسان يسلم بعدين يريد أن يرتد يقتل.
نعم. جزاك الله خير. The brother asked about one of the doubts that is raised by some non-Muslims regarding if I have to accept Islam and then for some reason, one reason or another, I have to change my mind later, then I, you know, I am under the ruling of being executed, killed. يعني حكم المرتد. عرفنا. This is something I myself have heard it. In fact, I'll tell you the story. It went like this. There was a university. There is a university in the United States called Ball State University in Indiana, in the state of Indiana. I was called by the head of the religious department there to come for a talk. And I went there, and the head of the talk, or the title of the talk, was the Tawheed of Allah, the Oneness of Allah. And there, all of the students that attend this course, the religious course in that department, were asked to attend because it is to be credited to them. After I spoke, I got the first two questions were like this, from a woman and then from the head of the department himself. The head of the department said, what is the ruling of Al-Murtad? ما هو حكم what's the ruling on the murtad? ما هو حكم الإسلام on the murtad? And I know why he was raising this. You know, it was obvious, and he was trying to throw doubts that you people don't have freedom of, you know, etc. Huh? That's what you do to their to your people. I said this. If you have a son. If you have a son, and one day a tumor were like this, from a woman and then from the head of the department himself. The head of the department said, what is the ruling of Al-Murtad? What's the ruling on the Murtad? ما هو حكم الإسلام on the Murtad? And I know why he was raising this, you know, it was obvious, and he was trying to throw doubts that you people don't have freedom of, you know, etc. Huh? That's what you do to their, to your people. I said this. If you have a son, if you have a son, and one day a tumor grew in his toe, you know, it's a tumor, yeah, cancer, it grew in his toe, and you took him to the doctor, and they said, after several consultations, that this is spreading, it's malignant. It's spreading. And there is your son in front of you, and they say that if you don't cut the toe, it will spread to the rest of the body. And there is a soul, there is a spirit in front of you, a soul and a body. And you love him. Do you cut the toe or you don't? Of course they said yes. They will amputate it. Huh? I said, okay, this is a son belongs to you. Let's take it on a larger scale. In the beginning of my talk, I described that Tawheed, oneness of Allah, is the greatest justice. And the greatest evil is to worship other than Allah. So if somebody decides to worship other than Allah, after knowing, okay, after knowing, and being himself a spreading disease in the society, to promote evil in that direction, do we take him out or we don't? Of course, if somebody passes the traffic light, you give him a ticket. And you think you are just. And you are casting doubt on Allah, the All Just. فهمتم؟ عرفت يا أخي؟ فهكذا نكون يعني بالنسبة لقضية تبيان الحق لنبين الحق ولا نخاف. لأنه عرفت أنا أنه كان جاء أحد الناس قبلي إلى نفس الجامعة. Somebody else came before me and he was asked the same question. And he tried to dilute the answer. يميع الجواب يمين وشمال. Then I heard the question, the other question came from the woman. She was sitting in the back there half naked. نصف عارية تقريبا. And she was shaking her head like this. She didn't like whatever I was saying. كله هذا ما عجب. And I was not talking about the hijab at all. I was talking about the meaning of oneness of Allah. And why Allah deserves to be worshipped alone. And then she said in the back, she said, but why you have to have this woman walking like tent? This is what she said. So how we are going to relate all these doubts to the main issue, ya ikhwan? We have to. Because they cannot be understood by these people unless you bring it back to the original issue. All right, this woman, you call her a walking tent, يعني خيمة مش قرآن. This woman have read the word of Allah in the Quran. And she found that Allah had chosen a code of dress for her. And that is a means of obedience, is a mean of obedience to Allah. And she knows that it is worship if she does it, and it is to be, and she is to be rewarded for it. So I said to her, she believed in the oneness of Allah, and she knew that this is a command of Allah, accepted it, obeyed, anticipated from the merciful, all giving the reward on the day of judgment. And she's keeping herself chaste. Chaste but not chaste. You see? Chaste but not chaste by the eyes and by the lust of others. Which made of you a sex symbol in front of boutique houses or in their doors or etc. And listen, the story is not over yet. Because on the day of judgment, that woman will take her reward and go to paradise. But if you still speaking about it as a tent, the issue for you is that you make mockery of her now. On the day of judgment, she's going to make mockery of you. فاليوم الذين آمنوا من الذين كفروا من الكفار يضحكون. Today the believers will be laughing at the disbelievers. It will be twisted around. The other way around. And you will be standing in front of hell. Oh, let me go back to the righteous. But it will be too late. So it's better for you to come to the issue. Then putting the hijab on, it's not a problem will be. Once you come to the tawheed of Allah. And this is always have to be the case, ya akhwan. The issues have to come back to the issue of tawheed of Allah. This is the most important thing in our lives, and this is the most important thing above all to Allah. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ الشيء الوحيد وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. Verily Allah will not forgive to set up rivals with him, but otherwise he will forgive anything else that he wishes. To whom he wishes. نعم تشيس تعفيفة وتشيس مطاردة. اي بس C-A-C-H-A-S-T-E. لا 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 no, that's different. It's from chastity. عفة. طيب في شيء آخر؟ والله I on this one she kept very very quiet. She didn't respond at all. She was very very quiet. And the rest of the people, in fact I had about 16 copies of the translation of the meaning of the Quran. يعني almost all the class came and wanted the translation of the meaning of the Quran. جاء الفصل كله يطلب اعطونا القرآن المترجم معني. مينها؟ لا لا لأنه في self defeat. Because the self defeat concept, you know, he's sitting there in front of, you know, etc. He's like defeat, you know, he doesn't want to look like as if it is something that, you know, he himself you know, doesn't like or something like this. So he's saying that, well, maybe, well, etc. Debuting the subject. He was, as I was told by the people there, that he didn't give a straight answer to it. نعم نعم يعني هو كان متميع كده بس يعني يحاول إرضاءهم يعني بس وهذا شيء خطير طبعا. خير إن شاء الله. تفضل. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the last messenger, but then they say if Isa alayhi salam will descend, and we believe like them we do, and that it is true that Isa alayhi salam will descend. But Isa alayhi salam descends to be a follower of the nation of Muhammad, peace be upon him, and the message of Muhammad. In fact, in Sahih Muslim, when he descends, it's reported that he descends on the Minarat al-Bayda, which is the white Minarat in Damascus, Syria, on the wings of two angels. And he descends down there, and then the Muslims hear about his descension, and when the time of prayers come, he is called to lead the prayers, but he refuses. And he says, I am only a follower of the Ummah of Muhammad. In fact, it is also reported in Sahih Muslim that he came to rule by the Book of Allah and by the Sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because Allah's words are not contradictory. Muhammad is the last messenger, he is the last messenger. And Allah had taken the covenant from all the messengers that if Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes at the time of any one of them, that they have to immediately follow him. So this covenant is still holds, and it holds up to the day of judgment that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the last and final messenger of Allah. And Isa alayhi salam brought the glad tidings about the coming of Muhammad, peace be upon him. And they have to follow his message, because the message is the same. It's the message of Allah. It's the message of Islam. And we know that in the story of Al-Isra wal-Mi'raj, in the ascension, the story to heavens, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam led the prayers in Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa, in the farthest mosque in Jerusalem, to Quds. He led the prayers, and he was the imam of all, for all the Prophets sallallahu alayhi wa ajma'in. So he comes, but he comes still as a follower of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. نعم هذا واضح انه يعني قضية the brother is reminding that Isa عليه السلام did not die, as of course the Christians believe otherwise, but the evidences are that Isa عليه السلام was lifted up to heavens. Allah lifted him, saved him from the brutality of the Jews, and that when of course. course. How can you worship somebody who claimed that, who the Christians claim to have been buried for three? Oh, that's what they say. Oh, that's what they say. But this contradicts actually their beliefs, isn't it? I mean, it's very contradictory. Of course, to further their point that he is a God. But the question is, how God does not defend himself? How God cannot defend himself? What kind of a God that could be buried? You see? And a God praying for a God. Eloha, Eloha, why you had forsaken me? إلهي إلهي لماذا سبتني تعالى الله عما يصف المشركون علوا كبيرا. Allah is high above what the mushriks attribute to him. تفضل. Very, very important question that was raised by our brother, and many Muslims always raise this question, I have found in the West. And this, in fact, now is a... I decided recently to write something about this, hoping that, inshallah, I can attribute something towards clarifying this point. And inshallah, it will be published soon. All right, we believe that they are the people of the book. What does it mean, really, being the people of the book? In order to be able to understand this, I will go back to the question that I raised in the beginning about the issue of using the Quran or not using the Quran. Who created the Christians and Jews? Right? Did Allah knew that they will commit shirk in Jesus or not? Did Allah mention this in the Quran or not? Didn't He say, don't say three? Isn't it? So He, of course, He knew already that they will say three. Isn't it? And they said it. And they made a whole doctrine of it, the whole creed. The Pauline creed. Isn't it? And who said to eat from their meat? Who said? Allah. And who said that to marry from their chaste woman? Who? Allah. And who called them the people of the book yet? So what it means simply, and rest your mind, that a book had been revealed to their prophets. Okay? And that's why they are called the people of the book. Alright? You understand what I mean? So, some of these people of the book, when Muhammad's message came, they believed. Isn't it? And they became Muslims. Others did not believe. But they were still called by the Prophet ﷺ, what? People of the book. Yet they committed shirk in what? In their beliefs, isn't it? So the issue is, and name people of the book. And the rulings apply. You understand now? So this really, are you following with me? Are you? Do you have a question? Is there any doubt about this? I mean, in your mind, what it means? So, for example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran says about that man, the believer from the people of Fir'aun. A believer from the people of Fir'aun. Min qawm Fir'aun. So, it is a title for a qawm Fir'aun given, right? But this in case he was a believer, right? But we know Fir'aun was what? A disbeliever, you understand? So the title still was holding, yet he was a believer. You're following with me. The opposite applies with the title of the people of the book. They are disbelievers. لَقَدْ كَفَرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ ثَالِثُ ثَلَاثٌ. Indeed, those who had uttered that Allah is one in three, three in one, as they call it now, had committed kufr, disbelief. So in their beliefs they are kuffar, but their title is called what? The people of the book. Yet Allah distinguished them with two things. And other things also. He distinguished them with respect to the chaste of their woman. He distinguished them with respect to the exception, with respect to their meat. And also regarding the ruling of Ahlul Dhimma amongst them. People who are under Muslim rule. That they have certain rules regarding them, people of the book. How to pay tax, etc. And the protection given to them. Yet Allah had commanded that Muslims deal with them justly, isn't it? Yet Allah loves them or hates them? Answer me. Love them or hate them? Allah hates them, right? Yet He commanded the Muslims to what? To deal with them justly when they are under their...